You're listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev. It's Black Friday all month. Over 100 remaining, 217 models to choose from. 0% interest financing available on every unit, and prices reduced up to $10,500. Check it out, Lakewood Chev. Marcel Desjardins, the GM of the Red Blacks. Your city's done a fantastic job putting this on. And, you know, it's interesting. There's talk about an expansion team out in the East Coast. And they say, man, we really want to do what Ottawa did. And right. I think 20 years ago, Marcel, not a lot of people would have said, hey, Ottawa is a great opportunity and somebody to use as a highlight of how to run the organization. Right. But the third time's been a charm for the Red Blacks. You as the GM, we'll talk to the football side, but the business side of it, how come you guys are so much more successful this time?
Well, it was all about the fans, right? Doing what we had to do in terms of the facility, in terms of the site. I mean, this site is pretty special. I mean, you can come here not only for football, but, you know, pregame for a meal and go for a drink after the game. I mean, there's a movie theater here. There's just so much to do on site. And then the atmosphere in the stadium is one where a lot of people don't sit in their seats. They actually roam around and they kind of go onto the end zone concourses and they have the rail for their drinks. And, you know, people just like to move around within the stadium as opposed to just sitting in their seat and sometimes on their hands. So it's a dynamic environment, both in the stadium and on site in general.
I've been to a Red Blacks game, and your in-game entertainment is definitely, because, you know, football is one thing, and obviously they come there, but people nowadays want to be entertained. Mm-hmm. And I found your guys' in-house entertainment is some of the best in the league. Was that a real focus point from the ownership on down? Who was the one who really wanted to push forth? You've got the chainsaw guys going. And I saw actually they're carving. I'm not sure it's the same guys, but they're carving a statue out there right now. It's unbelievable, right? Out of wood. So
yeah,
came up with that?
Well, I mean, OSEG, the Ottawa Sports Entertainment Group staff, and we have a lot of people who have been around other CFL teams and understand, or even other pro sports franchises, and understand kind of some of the detail like that you need to kind of create that environment. So it starts with our CEO, Bernie Ash, and all the people on that marketing team. And at the end of the day, I mean, they just, you know, they tweak things from one year to the next, but they've done a great job of keeping the theme consistent relative to, Red Blacks and, again, the Lumberjacks and all of that. And then obviously tying that into our sponsors as well. So you need the sponsors to be able to be a part of that whole continuing game day kind of activity away from the actual football field, and we have great support at that level as well.
There's been talk for so many years, you know, dating back to the 1980s, that there was going to be a franchise in, you know, on the East Coast, mm-hmm. In the Maritimes, mm-hmm. and it seems now it's close to fruition we've ever seen. Is this going to be that big of a benefit? Obviously, scheduling, I would think, would be a lot easier. You know, you got five games every week, right? Except that, you could probably have two teams on byes at a time, and it solves the problem that way. So right. How much of a benefit do you think it will be to the league to have a 10th team?
I think to be coast-to-coast would be outstanding. I think it would be great, obviously, for our league to just kind of take that next step. I'm not familiar with the market out there to say how well received it'll all be. But at the end of the day, I mean, I think it's the more teams you can have, the better. But as long as there's a plan and there's a chance for it to work. And, from a player perspective, obviously there are a lot of American players that you can tap. You might have to adjust the ratio a little bit as it relates to, keeping the quality of the Canadian or the national talent at a certain level, but that's for later down the road.
That was going to be my question. I know there's been a lot of people who've talked about it already, maybe moving it to, if you added another franchise, probably dropping it down to six would seem realistic.
Whatever that number is in terms of six starters, potentially. Yeah. The challenge becomes a lot of the better Canadian players now are playing in the NFL, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's something that we have to deal with. And if those guys didn't have that option and they were up here, then maybe we're not having this discussion. But, you know, the talent is not getting worse, but the better talent is staying down south. So that's kind of the dynamic that we're caught in.
Marcel Desjardins, general manager of the Ottawa Redblacks, joins us. Back-to-back Grey Cup appearances. You lose to the Eskimos. You win in a thriller last year in overtime. And obviously, you know, you had the same expectations to get back there this year. But interesting, your quarterback's a potential free agent. You know, there's Franklin in Edmonton. Zach Collaros, a lot of people think, is going to be on the market. What's your plan moving forward at the quarterback position?
Our plan is to try to sign Trevor Harris. He wants to be here. We would like to have him here. So it's a function of, do we get that those numbers to mesh on both sides? And hopefully we do.
What have you seen in his development that you like, and what do you need to see him take in the next step?
Well, he's a guy who I think he's just so hard on himself, first off, and he's a great competitor, but he's a guy who maybe needs to sometimes take a step back from that and just try to relax a little bit more, because I think sometimes he gets a little too, you know, puts too much pressure on himself, because it's not all on him. Obviously, he's a big piece of it, but he's got to use the elements around him, and that's something I think that as time goes by, he will kind of grow more comfortable with.
Randy Ambrosi, a former player, I've been really impressed since he took over as the commissioner. He's made some decisions, and he's been very clear he'll make his decision, and he does it quickly. Today he mentioned he's open to moving the season to start earlier. Mm-hmm. He said as much as 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. What's the reaction from fans? Have they ever expressed interest? Do you believe the fan base would like having playoffs in October, and then I'm assuming if we talk 3 weeks, then we'll have the Grey Cup the first week in November. Would there be an appetite for it from your standpoint?
I mean, in terms of what I've heard here, I've not obviously heard any of that. I actually like it the way it is for logistical reasons relative to the timing of access to dorms, you know, stupid little things like that.
Okay.
If you go too early and if you're trying to get into a university dorm, you won't have those dorms. So those are the little things that, you know, have to be talked through at different levels. There are obviously some benefits to doing it, but logistically, does it work? That's what needs to be figured out.
And do you, your expectations of the collective bargaining agreement is coming up. Mm-hmm. And, next season, if I'm not mistaken, I've heard varying reports from different people that they think it might be a little tougher negotiation. I assume you're not necessarily one who's going to be heading that up, but obviously you have a big stake in it. What's your thoughts looking ahead to it, and are you concerned at all about where it might go?
I'm not concerned relative if you're talking about, you know, like a work stoppage of some kind. I think, as you stated, Commissioner Ambrosi is smart enough and has even in this short period of time developed a very positive relationship with the Players Association, that I think things should play out in a way that's favorable for everybody. What that means, that's the question.
Now, as a general manager of a team in the league, you're obviously a huge fan of football. Well, when you watch the game on Sunday, do you root for a team, or are you always sticking the East because that's where we are? Do you root for individuals? How do you take in that game?
Well, whether I watch the game or not, that's still to be determined. I worked in Montreal with Jim Popp for 12 and a half years, and I was with Coach Tressman for a while, and there's a lot of people there that I, other coaches that I've worked with. So, on a friendship level, that's where my allegiance is.
Okay.
I just hope for the best for the league, that it's a competitive game, that it's an overtime game like last year, and the ratings are through the roof, and that'll benefit the league and TSN and everybody, and that's what it's all about, right?
Well, I think your city has done a fantastic job. The organization here, this facility is spectacular, as you mentioned off the top, and I think Ottawa has definitely proven that if you do it right, people in a city that didn't have a great reputation prior, if you do it properly, the fans will come, the sponsorship will come, and obviously you guys have had a lot of success. Marcel, I appreciate your time. Enjoy the rest of the weekend.
I'll try, Jason. Thanks.
Marcel Desjardins, general manager of the Ottawa Redblacks.